Hello, everyone. This is Jan Luther, your EFT master, coming from with one of my lovely coaching students, a practitioner, Lynn Shaner, who has also been in my mentee program. And I just wanted to do a check-in with her today, and I thought it might be of benefit to you to get a firsthand listen, if you will, to some of the progress that can come in your own practice by applying and participating in the coaching program. So, Lynn, thank you for taking a few minutes with me today.
Sure. It's great to be here, Jan. Nice to hear your voice.
It's always fun to connect with you. And as most of my clients and my practitioners know, I fall in love with all of you, so it feels like family. So, well, what I thought might be interesting for the practitioners who might be considering the next coaching program and maybe, because I think it's really good to get a real-life feedback from someone such as yourself. It's been, I think we decided, 6 months since you've taken the coaching program. And I was just wondering if maybe we could kind of go back and look at where were you before you attended the coaching program? How many sessions were you having? What did you find was challenging? Just if you could share just a little
bit
about that.
Sure, absolutely. Well, before the coaching program, I was pretty new at this, and one of my biggest challenges was having a sense of I've been working all on my own, you know. I've been never being in a group of other practitioners, never being quite sure that I was doing the right thing, and I was having about 2 to 4 sessions a week before I started the coaching program. I just opened up the business and didn't really know what I was doing. And so I had about between two and four sessions a week when we
first
started.
And where were they coming from? How were you finding those 2 to 4 before we?
They were coming from sort of all over. One person actually came to me. I had put up a web page, and he had Googled it and found my information, and we started talking. And then another person had come because she was from a word of mouth. So 2 or 3 had come from word of mouth.
Okay.
And I think that was the way it started. And I had put up a flyer in a local area where there was a lot of traffic. And I think I got 1 call out of that.
Yeah, and I always am kind of hesitant to do that because you never know who's going to see those two. I tend to always prefer that, you know, that face-to-face, let's do a little group meeting of some sort because I get a feel
very
for that
wise.
Group. So.
Very wise.
And I think you're starting to do that now, too, right? You're starting to actually book speaking. So tell me about a couple of those you've got coming up. What are some of the speaking?
Well, what I have coming up, I have, thanks for asking, I have a number of things. I'm going to be on, there'll be another radio show that I'll be on in the next little while. I just finished 2 workshops in local faith communities here. I am giving a presentation to Georgetown University Hospital tomorrow to one of their head nurses and one of their chief surgeons.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and the intention is to then set up a workshop for staff and to let things unfold. I've also been working with a local law firm and did an introduction to EFT as a stress management tool to a very large law firm recently. And I'll be speaking again at the National Cathedral this coming fall, and then I'm also speaking at a wellness community that focuses on wellness and care for people who are going through the challenge of cancer. That will be in July. So a number of things are coming.
Awesome. The doors are opening.
I know. Thanks to you.
Well, and you're doing the work, you know, and that's what I really am hoping people will understand is I know this model works of going out and getting in front of people. I'm such a believer in just taking that step and making those connections because, I mean, my goodness, Georgetown University, you know, that's going to open a lot of doors. So yay you. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yes, I'm very, very excited.
So in the coaching program, what is your overall, when somebody talks about the coaching program you took, what's the first thing you think about and what do you think was most beneficial?
It's a trick question, I know, because it feels like there are a number of things. But there, I think it's really 2 or 3-fold. One of the things that you always are so good about, Jan, is giving very clear, structured guidance. And this wasn't simply a coaching program in which you said, okay, now visualize everything and it will come. which can be very helpful, because those of us who understand principles of attraction or the law of attraction, whatever you want to call it, that can be very helpful. But in addition to understanding that we're drawing things to us, you give us practical tools for, okay, here's how you set up a marketing plan. Here's how you begin to look at bringing in a funnel of different clients at different price points. You know, very structured, specific ways to look at things. Your base, I won't give too much away here, but your baseball analogy of hitting a home run and getting to different bases with clients, bringing people in, was incredibly helpful. Honing in and visualizing my best client has been just a gift that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm.
And then another part of it was, it's hard to define the undefinable, and that is that your support and love that we all felt in the class was huge. I mean, I felt very connected and supported, connected to and supported by you. In the teleclass portion, you interacted with us, even though we were always in a group. I always felt taken care of personally, and that was really important for me. And I had an opportunity to be a part of the select class in your intensive, and that also was incredibly important because I felt a lot of validation. And even in the mentoring program and the teleclasses, where you were giving me such specific encouragement that I was gonna be able to do this. And I was opening up a business all by myself. This wasn't just a business that was supported by a partner or a family member or anything. And I was scared. But what you gave me, and I'm sure all of us, was this sense of validation and strength that we could do this, and practical ideas and other tips that have been really useful, different ways of creating your own elevator speech so that you're creating conversation with people, and from there conversations begin and they get to know you and they're excited and they want to become your client. So it's the principles of attraction in marketing and not pushing and selling. You know, I could go on, but I got so much
on
so many levels.
And I love that you are now creating it. You know, and again, that's one of the things that I just can't stress enough how important it is. It's one thing to come and listen and partake, but you're taking the things we've offered you and you're doing what we've asked you to do with them. And that's why in 6 months, your business is, the doors have flown open. So
yes.
So where are you now? You started with two or four
clients
a week.
Yeah, it was between two and three, and sometimes on a really big week, I was four clients a week. And now I'm my average is between 16 and 18, sometimes 20 appointments a week. I keep a very busy schedule, and I am more than supporting myself. I come from a corporate background, and by the end of this year, I'm on track to do better than I did in the corporate world.
Yay!
And
doing what you love.
I am so joyous
right. yeah.
about that because, you know, each door leads to the other.
Each
workshop, and you taught me how to go into a workshop with some very specific tools that allowed me to gather information so that I can continue then to contact these people, you know, and those people come to me, and people now see me all over Washington, and they've recognized me. The interactions that, you know, one of the things that you gave me and each of us, I think, was a sense of validation, and so I have the courage to pick up the phone and set up another a workshop or something like that. I am in consultation with other psychologists in the area because my clients are talking about me so much. And out of that will be coming referrals from the psychology community, from the psychologist therapist community. And I'm very excited about that. One of the intangibles that your coaching program gives is the sense that, yes, this is important, important work that we're bringing to the world. And I am able to help. And so now, as I say, I'm between, you know, 16 and 18, sometimes 20 appointments a week. I'm choosing very specifically not to work on weekends. It's very important for me to keep work-life balance.
Yes.
I could certainly have more appointments than this if I wanted to, but I'm keeping a balance. My practice has grown so that I'm also, as I say, I'm targeting some corporate work, and I find that important and exciting. And I think each client then, or many of my clients, so one of my clients just brings up, he picks up, 10 cards almost every time he meets with me. Last week he washed his wallet by mistake, and he said, "I need more of your cards."
That's wonderful.
And that's what happens. But you taught me, again, the practical nuts and bolts. It was you who taught me to encourage people to take those cards.
Yes.
I would have been too shy. And you taught me some other models about giving them a benefit, a direct benefit from encouraging other people to get involved. You gave me so many good practical tools, and then I have applied them. I've applied them all. I'm just absolutely using your playbook.
And it works. It
and the thing is it works.
Well, let's close. I know that you have an appointment in a minute, and
yes.
I don't want to run
you
too long, and I so appreciate this time. If you could share the most, and I know that we talk about this. We have such amazing clients all the time. I'm feeling like what I'd like to close with is your most aha client, the one that you just are consistently in awe of, the tool EFT changing this person's life. If you can pick one right now, is just kind of a, my client who overcame this and did this, just share with us a little testimonial about EFT and the power of the work you're doing. Forget the other stuff, what you're accomplishing in people's lives. What would you like to share?
I think one of the most powerful things, and like you, there are many, but there are a client had come to me who was so disabled by pain that on his first appointment he wasn't sure he could make it because he wasn't sure he could walk. Mm. He is now pain-free. And the other day he wrote to me and he said, "I just need to let you know that you've saved my marriage and you've saved my life." Mm. And, of course, it's not me. It's EFT, you know. But that was a really powerful thing.
And I think that's why, and I know, sweetheart, you know this, that's why I'm so passionate about empowering practitioners is because
absolutely.
You can't do it all, I can't do it all, and our world needs passionate practitioners who are going to go out there and find these people who are looking for a solution. And,
absolutely.
And I'm just so proud of you.
Oh,
I'm so grateful to know you.
And I'm so grateful to have taken your class. If anybody's listening to this and you haven't yet signed up or filled in your form or done whatever you need to do, just do it. Go ahead and do it. It's just I could never imagine, and it's such a small investment. I mean, there's just no question but that small investment has returned to me 100 times already.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you, sweetheart. You have a wonderful next session.
Thank you, my dear.
And I will be looking forward to speaking to you soon.
All right.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.